Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You can't change it. Welcome back. Little SRV bringing this back. Set 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please go there and use it to your advantage. We got a lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business. We're having a great visit with our good friend Julie Eberle. She's the president of Lemonade Day. It's an organization, a national organization, founded in the Houston area where she lives to help kids understand, appreciate the guiding principles of free markets. Because, Julie, you can't have free markets without liberty. And what I like, I differentiate between freedom and liberty. Freedom, we were given the right to be free from God, in my opinion.
Right.
But liberty is a contract that I give to you and you give to me. We give the liberty to ourselves. We the ability to acquire things and own things and benefit from our labors and to prosper. That's all the contract, the concept of a contract that can be enforced. That's all part of liberty, and these are the lessons that kids learn at Lemonade Day, isn't it?
Absolutely, free enterprise, and they learn that's an exciting thing to be a part of. The idea that they can do anything,
and also. Here's to me what something I hope is stressed and is pointed out and maybe even not encouraged so much but appreciated, and that's that you might fail.
Exactly. You know, the founder of IBM had a saying that I just really liked so much, that if you want to increase your success rate, double your failure rate.
Yeah.
And so what a great way.
Yeah.
Is to take kids through learning about business, and if they fail at their lemonade stand from missing their goal,
right.
That's not the end of their world. And they take those learnings and they apply them differently, and the next year they have very different results.
There's a four-word question that I think is the most powerful in the marketplace, in managing and teaching and executing. And that four-word question is, what did we learn?
Yes, excellent.
If you can keep that in front of the kids, when things, you know, if things don't go perfectly, things, shipments don't come in, customers don't come to see you, whatever happens, what did we learn?
You know, wouldn't it be great to have our listeners out there share with us, those that are, you know, lovers of business, what are some of the lessons that you have learned on that journey?
Mm-hmm.
We have a web or an email, mystory@lemonadeday.org, and I would love to know, what is it you learned? And how did you take that learning and apply a different set, you know, yeah. a different thing to the table and get a different result?
That's one of the most important lessons that whenever I interview entrepreneurs on the show, that's one of the things I always ask them is, tell us about your failures. Tell us about the thing you didn't see coming. Tell us about when things didn't go well. Because to me, those are the best teaching moments, aren't they?
Right. They really are.
So what? Now give us that email again, folks, if you want to send in your what
my
you've learned.
Story.
My story.
It's mystory@lemonadeday.org.
All right. So email that to Julie and what are you going to do with those stories, Julie?
You know, I think we're going to turn those into a way that we can share those back with the country.
Yeah.
We've got a really exciting virtual magazine this year, a business out of Dallas that believes in this, and so kids are being able to submit their stories and
right.
be part of that, and we'll probably include some things in that. In fact, there's a pretty exciting cover that is going to be for one lucky national winner, and, you know, as you know, Jim, we brought Google on as our national sponsor this year.
Congratulations.
It's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
They're going to get out, interviewed by Google themselves and held out on the Google website as
all
well.
All right. Well, let us know what we can do to help you with that. We'd be glad to do that. So the 14 lessons you taught them,
right.
Give us a couple of them, and let's talk about them.
Starts with setting a goal. You know, you have to have the end in mind, right?
Right.
So taking kids through understanding and thinking big. What is it that you would want with the proceeds of your business? Do you want to go to summer camp? Do you want a bike? Do you want to go to college? And literally quantifying that so that they can begin to put through the budgeting and the planning. Okay, I need to sell X number of glasses at this price, keeping my expenses at Y to achieve that goal.
Mm-hmm. All right, what else?
Well, of course, location, customer service, how to make a product that is going to stand out from your competition, and how do you advertise that in such a way that is going to, you know, let you, again, go back to achieve that goal. I did something interesting at a school in San Francisco, and I took five different kind of examples, and I showed up there, here's a goal, here's a selling price, here's how many glasses that you think you could sell in an afternoon, and here's a rough expenses.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, which one's better? And they looked at me, and the teachers looked at me like, we have no idea. I said, let's figure out our cost per glass. And the one that at one point that they said, I think that one looks best. It turned out they were making a nickel on the sale of every glass, and they were going to have to sell 1,500 cups to be able to achieve their goal.
Right.
And when they realized that they just tweaked their selling price, and they tweaked it by a dollar, and I think it took it down to like 70 glasses. And they could visually see how 70 glasses at this were.
They learned about pricing strategy. That's important. Okay, so very quickly, I only got a few seconds. There are many more of these going on around the country still to come. They can go to lemonadeday.org and find out where those are, can't they?
They can, and they can download the free app and participate with their own kids.
All right, so folks, check it out, lemonadeday.org. Julie Eberly, thanks for being here. Good job. We're proud of you.
Thanks, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Julie Eberly, ladies and gentlemen. What a great story. I'm so proud of her for keeping this going. National Lemonade Day. How about that? Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.